Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. My name is Charlie Niemeyer, and this time we are continuing our look at Power Rangers SPD by going into our third and fourth episodes, Confronted and Walls. Now, these will be our first two episodes after the big season premiere, which means that this is going to be our first couple of regular episodes of the series where we have to worry about integrating whatever story the Power Rangers side comes up with footage and possibly stories and elements from the Sentai version. So let's see how well they do that. I am guessing at some point, either one of these two episodes, we are going to have A Squad leaving so that our B Squad friends are piloting the Megazord, because we haven't actually had the Megazord do much other than maybe a couple of cameo appearances. We haven't seen the transformation. And you know that the Megazord is one of the big selling things for the Shoke, because if Power Rangers and even Super Sentai is anything, it's a toy commercial. So I'm guessing one of these two episodes we're going to get our first big Megazord battle and combination. So let's see what happens. All right, so let's get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. SPD Emergency. Confronted was the third episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on February 12, 2005, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Greg Aronowitz. Oh, and we haven't seen Mora yet either. I'm guessing she's coming in this episode, or maybe the next episode as well. Maybe some of those bikes. Oh, that was kind of cool. Oh.
Squad leader, do we move in? Come on, squad leader, answer. Squad leader, come in. Do
we move in? I think Jack is the squad leader. Great, is she the squad leader?
What's going on? Stop!
Oh, that's reason to be arrested right there. Nice.
Nice job. You know what? Forget it.
They're just gonna fight? Okay. Oh, look! You can tell it's the future because all the license plates are barcodes. You know, the last time I saw that was a show called Knight Rider 2000, made in the 90s, that was supposed to take place in the far-off future of the year 2000.
No, this is just great. I could have been in on the arrest if squad leader would have done their job. For once, I agree with you. Thank you. Now, who is squad leader?
You were.
That'd be you.
Whoops.
Fly, my warriors. Victory is near. If I know Kuro,
is that his invading army? Oh, that's not Earth. Different planet.
What's going on?
It's code 5.
Is that back?
Put it this
there goes the A Squad.
Where's the A Squad?
What's happening, Commander?
A full-scale attack has been launched against our trying to see if I recognize any aliens.
Emperor Grum, the leader of the Trubian Empire.
Oh.
Ew, a serious contender for one of those makeover shows.
They did look at him yet last time, huh? Conquer what he sets out to. Since it's kind of important.
That is just the beginning. He's after this galaxy.
You sound like you know him.
Our paths have crossed before. I've sent the A-Squad to the front line of the Helix Nebula.
The A-Squad's gone?
But who's gonna protect Earth?
You, with Cadet Landers as your leader.
Okay, well this answers the question. I guess this is where they get the Megazord.
What's with all the alarms?
Oh, nothing much. Just an alien invasion of galactic proportions.
Oh.
Now that A-Squad is on mission, you're going to have to take the responsibility of leading the B-Squad very seriously. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Later, guys.
This is so not what I signed up for.
Why are you bummed out? I would be psyched to be Red Ranger.
You'd be psyched if you were the Pink Ranger.
True.
True. But Red is the big cheese. Head honcho, large and in charge. Wait, you get to tell the others what to do.
You wear the one on your chest.
Yeah, they do it.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my bad. Wrong room. This is my room.
Whoa.
My bed. You moved my bed.
What's going on?
What have you done with my stuff?
Oh.
Oh, no, peanuts. Excuse me.
Oh, they have to share
a
room?
Excuse me. Excuse me. I want an explanation.
I can't hear you. Chill till the song's over, okay?
Not okay. Get the whole laceless, tasteless trash dumpster boots out of my room.
Hey, Z's wearing regular clothes.
Missy, the big blue dog says it's not just your room anymore.
What?
What's going on here?
Just a little discussion between roomies.
I'm not your roomie.
You two can work out your little spat while you clean up this mess. On the double.
Very funny, Jack.
He's not smiling.
According to the Ranger Academy Handbook, Section 5, Article 3.4, when the Red Ranger gives a command, that command shall be unquestioned and obeyed by all other Rangers.
Ooh.
That's what the handbook says.
Oh, come on. You're not buying into this whole Red Ranger's the boss of all of us thing, are you?
I want it done before training. Have a nice day.
Well, this is going to come back to bite him in the butt later, isn't it? Oh, now they're going to be friends.
They've fallen into my trap. Kruger is now alone. And Earth is ours for the taking.
God, his eyes have got to burn. Ooh. Something has activated both his eyes and his staff. Oh, the little girl, Mora.
I thought I told you never to enter my private chamber.
Sorry. I forgot. Grum, I don't understand.
Oh.
Attacking Earth?
She couldn't not do the accent, I guess. But at least she's not badly dubbed.
Because why?
Because I said so.
Oh, it reminds me of being a parent.
Leave me alone.
Somebody's let a shorts wrong too tight.
She's actually a pretty good actress, though.
Cadet. I may be wrong, but
oh, he's reading a comic.
Exercise with B Squad right now.
Yes, sir. I sent them on a 5-mile run through the mud swamp. Thought it would get him in shape.
The mud swamp's a tough course, and you're getting in shape by reading a comic book.
But it's a good comic book.
Well, as Red Ranger, I made the executive decision that I needed some me time. Thank you, Cadet. Cadet. Next time, could you wash them in cold water, please? It keeps the reds nice and bright.
Yes, sir.
I see you've discovered that being a leader has its privileges.
Yeah, who knew? Thank you, Cadet. Right here will do.
Don't forget, sir, you promised to go over those close contact defensive drills with me later.
Oh.
A promise is... a promise.
Oh.
Tough being boss, eh, DC?
Ha! DC.
Don't worry, Sandy Sunshine. When we take over Earth, I'm gonna buy you a new dress and shoes. And maybe even another hair.
One more. Just so you have four.
Broadway,
This is our first character from the Sentai.
Not the entire galaxy quite yet. I may need your help.
Like you need another horn on your head?
Go to your room, Mora.
But this is my room.
Then go to my room.
But you told me never to go there.
This is good.
She's so, so cute. I could have her relocated on an abandoned meteor, if you like.
As tempting as that sounds, I need her services as I need yours.
Of course, sire. I can provide everything you need.
You know, it kind of looks like they kind of used the idea from Mezogog's head to do Grum's head.
Greedy mercenary.
But it doesn't need as much work on the mouth part. Oh, is that lasers? That would hurt. Oh.
Hey, welcome back. I didn't think you guys would be done so soon. How'd it go?
How does it look like it went?
Well, looks like you got a little muddy.
Actually, that's not true. My Uncle Bernie got a serious infection by sticking mud clumps up his nose.
Yeah, that's never a good idea.
Never mind. I thought you said you were going to meet us out there.
Hello? Red Ranger here. Think I was laying around reading comic books all day?
Wouldn't surprise me. You already missed weapons class and a surveillance seminar.
I didn't realize it was Blue Ranger's job to keep tabs on my whereabouts.
Oh, so they've got issues.
Okay, I get that the mud run wasn't very fun, and as expected, you guys are a little edgy. Tell you what, take 5 minutes and get cleaned up before martial arts class.
That's really nice of him.
What? Go. Hey, I'm trying to cut you guys some slack. Fine, we'll do it the other way. I'm Red Ranger, and that's an order.
There's going to be mutiny, I think.
He's got no business being the Red Ranger.
I heard that. Think you could do a better job?
Yeah. But Kruger picked you. You may be wearing red, but you're not a leader.
Ooh, words to think on.
I'm waiting.
Will you chill?
We're going to see that shot a lot, aren't we? Oh, this is how we get our monsters?
Total destruction of New Tech City.
I have the perfect machine for the job, sire. A little pricey, but worth every dime.
Rangers, you must use the Delta Runners. It's time you move to active Zord status.
This monster looks like an upgraded version of like the blue head guy.
Can do it, Rangers.
No sweat, guys. Just follow me.
Wait. Before you go, do you have full confidence in Jack Landers as your leader?
Uh-oh.
If you have reservations, speak now.
Here it comes.
Sure. Figures. He's just jealous because he's not the Red Ranger.
Nothing personal, Jack.
I like you as a friend and all, but as a leader... Hey, did I ever tell you that I really like your dreads?
This is unreal. I can be a good leader. Tell him, Z.
It's the truth, Jack. Sorry.
Oh.
The team has spoken. You're relieved of command and ranger status.
But Jack,
Commander.
Oh.
Don't you think?
I've made my decision.
Can't make the Megazord with only 4 rangers.
Initiating robot assembly. Activating Mega Drill! Robot Advance!
Oh, look at all the problems. Huh, Go Rangers!
Emergency.
I kinda like that with the Go Rangers, because, you know, the original Sentai. Not intended, I'm sure, but still.
Space Patrol Delta! Opening Zord Bay 2.
mission mode.
Nice. Let's roll them out.
Those are actually pretty cool.
You've got to stop him.
Now, I know from what I remember from the Sentai is that they do have to fight a monster with only four of them because Red had not arrived in town yet or on Earth yet. I wonder if that's... No, that's not this. Never mind.
Okay, we'll do this the hard way.
I'll get him. Oh, that's cool. That didn't work, though.
No one to lead them, they're at a strategical disadvantage.
But I was their leader.
A true leader earns respect by example. Did you set that example?
No. No, I was too busy taking advantage of my position.
You are going down.
Really? We're gonna use life and death here to teach a lesson?
I'm going in.
You didn't go in, you're just shooting. Oh, I guess you are kind of going in. Oh, you're missing.
No offense, sir, but I don't belong here with you.
Where is it that you belong, cadet?
With my team, sir. I am their leader. I should be leading them.
Well, you can't very well lead them from in here.
No, sir. I can't. Thank you, sir.
Make sure you get your morpher.
You might be needing this.
Oh, there it is. His suit's a lot shinier in the morph sequence.
Now, let's see how much juice this thing's got. Nice. Time to punch it.
It's got a bunch of wheels.
Delta Runner 1 is online.
8 wheels? Maybe 6?
It's not working. We don't have a plan. I do.
6 wheels. What's the plan? You gonna tell somebody?
Leading.
Whoa. Go, Jack.
What are they up to?
Let's get in there, Sky.
What is he doing?
They need more power.
Rangers, you must work as a team. Combine the
What
Delta
is his plan?
Form the Delta Squad Megazord.
Ready, team?
Yes, sir.
There was no reason for him to be hanging on like that.
Are you sure this will work? Knowing Jack, he'll make it work.
Oh, jeez.
Let's show him how it's done.
Ready, Jack? Oh, yeah. Here goes.
I always wondered if that was supposed to look like rocket blasts coming out of the leg things before they connect, or if they're just lit up connectors. That was cool though.
Come on. Hang on.
Ooh. It went CG so it could do flips. And rolls. Bet you we won't see that happen too often. Well, now that they have the footage once, I guess I could just reuse the footage.
Where'd they go?
Peekaboo! Freeze! Oh, that's not fun. Now, as I recall, I think they end up using like multiple different versions of the hands so they can do different things. Okay, cool. But it feels more like they're still just winging it.
Let's get him right.
Five, four,
Jeez, that takes a lot of shots, though. See, there's a different gloved hand. Oh, it actually moved. Oh, and then they got a thumbs up hand. Nice. Oh, this is where we get our judgment time.
Think again.
Who's gonna stop me?
One, SPD Red Ranger.
Two,
SPD Blue Ranger.
Three,
SPD Green Ranger.
Four,
SPD Yellow Ranger.
Five,
SPD Pink Ranger.
Rangers, ready.
Space Patrol.
All right, that's cool. I hope they don't do this every episode, though. That's the Sentai roll call. Why do you owe him? Oh, he said he would handle it.
Judgment time.
Well, what's it gonna do? What's it gonna be? Bum bum. Now we'll get a cool explosion, and then it'll just be in the card. Wait, whoa, 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 no. Should be in the card.
We're taking you in. Containment mode.
Oh, they did do it that way. Hmm.
So you're all sure you trust Cadet Lander?
I thought the explosion would put him in the card.
I admit, his ego got a little out of control. But deep down, Jack's a good guy.
Plus, we couldn't have made the Megazord.
Will Sky be able to do it?
That's true. Or we'd be walking around without a head.
True.
And what about you?
Look at that, he's doing the mud course. So he doesn't answer. And then he watches him do the other thing. Or maybe he's making him. He said he'll. Maybe he was deciding he would follow him as a leader if he did the mud course? I don't know. That is very confusing. But I'm betting that this relationship will smooth out over the course of the season. And that's going to do for that first episode. So we're going to be right back with our second episode in just a moment.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of Jetix on ABC Family.
Attention Rangers. Name, rank, and genetic powers.
Jack Lander.
I am...
the SPD Red Ranger. By molecularizing, I can pass through any solid object.
Red Delta Runner, full power.
Rangers.
To protect and serve the galaxy.
Power Rangers.
Go! Catch an all-new episode this Monday night at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Part of Jetix on Toon Disney.
Rangers.
Now back to Power Rangers SPD. Part of Jetix on ABC Family.
Who's ready for more SPD? I am. So let's jump into our next episode, Walls, and we're gonna do that in 3, 2, 1, go. Walls was the fourth episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on February 19th, 2005. Written by John Telegin and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Power Rangers SPD, Power Rangers to the rescue. Heroes on your side, heroes for all time, not the same thing.
Wonder what walls means. Ooh. Oh, they're playing ball. Well, he didn't need to do all that. Tag.
All right, mental note. Walls are not always your friend.
Sorry, Bridge.
Ah. Oh, right in the back.
Nice one, Zeke.
Thanks. And to add insult to injury, I broke a nail.
Oh. Aww.
Come on, Sky, play with us.
Light ball. You're kidding. D-level game.
You used to love this game.
No time for games anymore. If you remember, we have an enemy sitting out in space. Grum's not playing games. Neither am I.
Oh. Are we using a footage from an episode from a Sentai episode already?
Rimba, stop playing around and get to work on the city.
What's the point of doing this if you can't have any fun?
You're a member of my army. Your job is to wreak havoc on the city.
He's a member of Miami.
You'll see how much fun you have when I stop you in the airlock.
Understood.
You're making his eyes smoke again. Okay, wait a minute. We're ticking all the boxes off really quick here.
Opening Zord Bay 2.
We even had our first full team morph.
Lock 'em in, Rangers.
Affirmative.
You got it.
I'm ready. Okay, let's go.
Huh. Well, it's like they've done this a lot of times. Uh-oh. Their footage is daylight. That's a good idea. But still, it's daylight. They really should have had a nighttime morph. Or nighttime... not morph. Megazord formation.
Analyze perpetrator.
Analyzing.
See, it's nighttime.
I think I found a weakness.
You're mine.
Ooh, nice dodge. Oh. You want to tell him what the weakness is?
What are you doing? Watch and learn.
You injured the robot!
What you doing?
Battling the Ranger Zord!
Sounds like fun. Even more fun if your energy levels weren't so down.
But
you're
I'm
going to get vaporized if you don't get back here.
No!
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Blinding. Repercussions.
You don't know that, Sky. Actually, I believe I do.
Really? Well, maybe if you spent more time with the team, you could enlighten us.
This coming from a guy who used to order us around like he was our boss?
What?
That was last week.
Enough.
It's been a week.
Fight the enemy, not each other.
You tell him, Kat.
Good.
She's more like their mom than
Commander Nye,
just a weapons thing
arsenal.
Person. Well, what are we getting? Ooh, bikes!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Looks like Christmas came early this year.
Well, actually, Jack,
I like the music.
I suppose you could say Hanukkah came early.
Okay.
This is so unfair.
How come they get new bikes?
Something wrong with your bike, Sky?
Jeez.
Cadets, I have something to show you.
Well, they didn't have bikes, so that's probably why they get new ones. Oh, that's not good.
The A squad, and we were not able to establish their location. I fear that they may have been eliminated.
Wow.
You have failed me.
It's only the fourth episode.
For implosion.
Please have mercy.
Stop.
What now? Are you going to?
She's like the Tarkin.
Of course not. I like seeing someone shot into space as much as the next person.
Good. Do you want to push the button?
You betcha. So I get to rid the galaxy of a great bounty hunter. I'm just saying. Ringba failed because his robot ran out of energy, right? What if we powered the robot with the same Hilarion crystals that power our ship?
It's possible.
Hilarion crystals don't exist in this galaxy.
I know where we can get something just as good.
Do not.
Oh. Everyone reduces down to a child level. Nice.
Think these crates are full of diamonds? Ain't any of our business if they're full of diamonds or dirt. We're getting paid to put these boxes into this van and not ask any questions.
Even a question about some guy standing over there on leotards?
Yeah. Leotards. I like it. Ooh, I'd call SPD.
Hey, everyone else is training on the simulator and you're here?
I was thinking about A-Squad. And anyways, I wasn't invited. I don't care.
Sure you don't.
Rangers, Rybots reported trying to steal diamonds from downtown warehouse. Proceed to coordinates 375 North Sector.
Wow. So how come the guys have to morph to ride their bikes? No, it's just red and green. Sky's not morphed, the girls aren't morphed. Also, how did they know? Because it didn't look like they had time to call. Oh, 3 minutes.
They get new bikes. So not fair.
They didn't have a bike.
Woohoo! Yeah! Oh man, Crybots.
Wasn't that in the message? The Crybots were robbing?
Jack, that was a good answer. Hit it!
This is where we show off the bikes! Oh, the red one looks like it's already been worn a little bit. That back wing looks a little dented. Hey, remember that from the intro? And that? I do like the kind of sonic sonic waves that come out of those explosions. I think that's in the intro too, isn't it? Oh, that's interesting. Well, the wheels are still spinning, but he stopped. They're gonna morph or no? You're not occupying them. You're not occupying them at all. There you go. You got less than 2 minutes. Oh, that took half a minute. Oh, Lord. Oh, that guy was jumping before he got hit. Dude, what happened to the bike? Oh, that's in the intro, isn't it? That isn't. Did it just ride backwards or am I... That looked like it came in backwards.
Diamonds.
They're a girl's best friend.
It looks like some kind of teleportation device.
Turn it off!
I'm trying. Bridge is the mechanical genius.
You two keep working. I'll check out the noise. Either of you know how to turn off that teleporter?
No!
Well, that was easy.
If I were you, I'd run. How's it coming? Don't answer that.
There's got to be some way to stop the timer.
Shoot it!
Look out! That's one way.
It worked.
Nice, Jack. You zapped the teleporter.
Not to mention, save the diamond.
Excuse me, guys, but the diamonds aren't safe yet. Look! Run!
Or morph. Oh, no.
Take cover!
Ooh, nicely done.
Wow! I had a dream like this once, only I was a princess.
Can it, Sid, before I lose my breakfast.
Wouldn't that hurt when it hits their heads?
You guys could use some sun. Let's shed a light on the situation. I summon the stone.
Oh, an unmorph fight. That's our first one, isn't it? No. We had those last week. Well, last week as far as this show, not as far as SPD goes. Well, I guess they technically had an unmorph fight when they went after those carjacker guys. I'd go for the big one, yeah.
We have a ground full of diamonds and we can't just leave them here. I suggest someone stay here and guard them while the rest of us report back to Kruger.
Me!
Thanks for volunteering.
Me? I didn't volunteer.
Okay, Sky. Then I order you to stay here.
Perfect.
Why?
Watching the diamonds.
One man to guard all these diamonds?
All right. Keep him company.
Yes! Thank you.
Do they have to pick up the diamonds? Yeah, it's a big one.
At least it's a big one.
And it's already cut.
For the conversion.
No.
All the others were not.
To power Ringba's machine and send him into the city. It will create a diversion that will get the Power Rangers away from the warehouse. I need more diamonds.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, they cleaned that up pretty quickly.
I should be debriefing Kruger, not babysitting a bunch of reflective rocks.
Try millions of dollars worth of reflective rocks.
Whatever. It's obvious Jack wants to keep me as far away from the action as possible. He feels threatened by me, knows that I should have been the Red Ranger.
That's it.
I, Jack, had nothing to do with that.
Whatever, Sid.
Whatever, Sid.
Knock it off.
Or what? Gonna call my parents?
Seriously. Don't test me, or you'll be sorry.
Oh. Oh, that's just mean.
It took me looking like this to get a smile out of you.
Very funny.
No, it looks good on you.
You know, if you'd spend a little more time with the team and not be such a loner.
Oh!
So, what would Grum want with diamonds?
Good question.
Not likely. Diamonds, if properly converted, can mimic Hilarion crystals.
So Grum's looking for energy.
Uh-oh.
Looks like he's found it. Activating transformation delta.
You can't. You're missing two of them.
Right with ya.
Okay.
Hope this works.
I think 100 carats is a bit much. Me either.
Break for Jack. It's all clear at the warehouse, ready to join you.
Negative, Sky. We're engaged in battle. Maintain position. The Trubians are up to something. Send Sid as backup.
That's my cue. Later, Gator.
I'm coming with you.
Disobeying an order?
I'm not sitting on the sidelines.
Uh-oh. Sky's going to get in trouble. Yeah, you hit the shin.
Or maybe not. Punch it.
Ooh, nice hit. I think.
That was uncalled for.
Your backups arrived.
Great. Sky, I told you to maintain your position. What about the diamonds?
They'll be fine. Look, I'm better suited for battle.
That's not the point.
You can't battle me when you're battling yourselves.
He's right about that.
Okay, thanks. Now surrender.
Who's gonna make me?
One thing you might notice when between the Sentai and Ranger footage is that, and I don't know if it's just because of the maybe the shape of the stunt actor's head or what, but the at least on the Red Ranger, The helmet is more rounded in the Power Ranger version. Hiya! Hiya! Yoy! How'd they all get down there? Good lord, there's tons of them. Ooh, trickery. Nice.
Don't forget me.
Red also likes to use the guns as almost like swords. This part just takes a lot longer without the narration telling you the whole point of the judgment mode. But I don't know that it would really work for Power Rangers. Oh, but look, they got all those diamonds.
Easier than I thought. Store the remaining gems in the energy field.
Work, work, work. Don't you ever just want to play?
Huh? No. No, I do not.
Your decision to disobey Jack and to leave your post has net the enemy a great prize. With the disappearance of the A-Squad, this was the worst possible time for your selfishness.
Yes, sir.
We cannot win every battle. But when we allow our emotions to control our actions, we give the enemy an added advantage. Dismissed.
Sir.
Ooh.
How'd it go?
Brutal. 2 weeks on night watch.
Oh!
If I come in.
So his dad was a Time Force/SPD Ranger.
Look, Sky, the reason why I left you at the warehouse was because I was pretty sure those Crybots were coming back, and you're our strongest fighter.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. I know you don't trust me yet, and hey, I don't blame you, okay? I'm still learning to trust myself. But I'm willing to work with you if you're willing to work with me.
He's got a Rubik's Cube on the shelf. The picture he's got on the table now is Go Rangers. No longer his dad and him.
Hey,
interesting.
We're going to go play some light ball.
I got a...
See? The Go Rangers.
Yeah. I'm not only play. I'll win.
Maybe they're getting better. A slight improvement to their relationship, although it took Sky getting in a lot of trouble. Alright, so I think they did a pretty good job. Basically, and if the pattern holds, I don't know how long this pattern will hold, but basically they like to use mostly American footage. Right up until, like, the last bit. Then they have a big Sentai fight and the Megazord thing. Although, I say that, they had the Megazord at the beginning. Who knows. Anyway, so we got two more episodes to watch next week. They will be Dogged, and Abridged. So that'll do it for this week. Thank you all for listening.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Deka, Ranger.